You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back and you keep listening and growing and taking these conversations, these tools, and creating an epic intuitive life for yourself, what the fuck is up? What's going on, gangsters? Thank you for being here. Thank you for all of your support, all of the love. Just think, like, honestly, I'm really like thinking about it right now. And these past couple of months with all the scam artist shit going on, it has been quite a shit show for me. And you guys have been so supportive and so helpful throughout this whole process. And I just appreciate you guys so much. Like truly from the bottom of my heart, thank you for, you know, letting me know that you guys are getting all of these scam artist bullshit DMs and all of that. Unfortunately, there is yet another account that popped up at the beginning of this week. And I have learned from my own experience where when I went and reported this account, my account got deactivated. So I can't do anything about it, unfortunately. And it is what it is, but I still appreciate you guys keeping me informed with all this bullshit that's going on. But if this account does pop up and tries to follow you or goes into your DMs, just report it. Hopefully Instagram, maybe there's a magical, you know, maybe someone's spirit guide or something. If I can get their attention to go and get someone who works at Instagram to work this mess out, because it's not just me who is having this problem with these fake accounts popping up, but many, many spiritual readers are running into this problem, and Instagram's not on their game with it, unfortunately. And there's a lot of innocent people being taken advantage of. So, you know, spirit guides, if someone knows someone on Instagram, let them know that this is a big problem right now. But yeah, if you are, on another note, if you are enjoying this podcast, if it's helping you, if it's guiding you, if my quirky sense of humor and sarcasm is lightening up the load of maybe going through a spiritual awakening, if my Aquarius and my Scorpio vibes when Hannah's on the podcast is making you laugh, if you can do me a favor and head on over to iTunes and write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And I think that we can all agree now, more than ever, these conversations, these tools, these episodes are very beneficial for everybody right now in the state that we are in. So I really do appreciate it. But before you go ahead and write that review, make sure you take a screenshot or a picture and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free as a thank you for supporting my small business. Now, a couple of things before we dive into today's episode. So, my breathwork bundle course. I just launched my breathwork bundle course, which contains 6 pre-recorded breathwork classes. And I also threw in 4 trainings as well, just, you know, because I like giving you guys all the things, is on sale until tomorrow, the 19th, for $49. Okay. So with the 4 bonus trainings on top of the 6 breathwork classes that you get lifetime access to, they're like $5 a session or $5 a class, which is an insane price. Breathwork for me, if you have been listening for a while, it has been such an eye-opening and healing transformational tool in my journey.
And I'm so proud to be able to facilitate these amazing sessions for people. So I'm really excited to be offering this course at such a low price, because I truly believe that breathwork, it can help anybody, spiritual or not spiritual. If you are on a healing journey, if you have experienced trauma, if you are just wanting to be more in touch with yourself, breathwork is just absolutely incredible. And I'm just such an advocate for it, and I'm sure all my modern mystics can agree that this is just such a tremendous tool, not only for healing, but for your intuitive development. So if you are interested in grabbing this bundle, head on over to my website and grab it for $49. Again, this is only on sale until tomorrow, February 19th. So now, this episode is dropping on my birthday, February 18th. Oh my gosh, I'm 34 years old, and it's so bittersweet, so surreal. And I think a couple of years ago, I think 2 years ago, I did an episode where I did 32 things that I learned in 32 things I learned in 32 years. And I figured, why not do something like that? So I did 34 things that I learned in my 34 years of life. But I'm not joking, guys. So I wrote all of these things down in my notebook that I leave in my living room, where I go and I do my journaling each morning. And my dog got to my journal. I'm not making this up. My dog ate my homework. I'm not joking. She actually ate she ripped open one of the pieces of paper that had like half of what I was going to share. So I'm just going to be sharing 16 things that I have learned in 34 years, because I cannot for the life of me think of the other half of the things that I have learned. And they were really good too, because they're usually done like after I meditate and I'm clear-headed and everything just kind of comes through me, flows through me. But yeah, that's the deal. So we're going to be talking about 16 things that I have learned in 34 years. So the first thing that I have learned is that you are not that fragile. Okay, we are afraid of feeling emotions. We are afraid of feeling the negative emotions. Okay, I should clarify that. We don't want to feel the negative emotions, right? But unfortunately, when we sign up to be a human, we have to deal with every single emotion out there. We have to deal with the good and the bad that life has to give us. And if we understand how powerful and how strong we truly are, even when the bad does come, we know that we can overcome it. So understanding that we really aren't that fragile, and that you've already lived through 100% of the worst, horrendous days of your life, you have. We're strong, guys. We're really, really strong. And just because we don't want to feel those negative emotions doesn't mean that we can't do it. We can, okay? The second thing that I have learned is you're the villain in somebody else's story. You are not supposed to be everybody's cup of tea. When you are everybody's cup of tea, that's an indication that you're doing something wrong, okay? We live in a world of polarity. Some people are going to not like you, and that's okay. Some people, when you shine your light brighter, you're going to show off people's shadows, and that's okay. That is totally okay. You are going to be the villain in someone else's story, regardless of the intentions that you hold, how pure your heart is, and how good of a person you are. And that's just the way it is. Number three, healing is not linear. I can honestly tell you that since 2020 has been such a crazy, healing, impactful year in my life. And I cried more in 20, not because of quarantine and the state that our lives are in right now, but the fact of my own personal healing journey. I cried more in 2020 than probably like any year combined. I went through a lot of
healing. I went through a lot of blocks and I worked through them, and it's not linear. Sometimes we think that we heal something and then years later, something will pop up in meditation or it will just kind of come back up to the surface. Let it be there. Observe it. Just observe it, okay? It's not linear by any means. Just because we think we've healed from something, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And sometimes it might pop back up when you're stronger, where you can, you know, finish off the healing process. Number four, and this is a personal, this is a very like personal observation, I should ask. Mental health correlates with meditation. Okay. A couple weeks ago, you know, I had a lot of stress going on, a lot of, you know, entrepreneur drama, a lot of financial things happening, a lot of, you know, mom life things happening, just work life things happening. Just, it was just a total shit show, right? And I realized that when I meditate, right, because I meditate every single day for 20 minutes in the morning, but I realized that during this time of that stress and that chaos, I need to meditate more. Right? Like, I feel like we become almost immune to our meditations, you know, how long we do it, that we have to switch it up, right? Like, if you're doing mindful meditation and it's just not being as effective as it usually was, that might be an indication that you might want to switch it up. Maybe try Kundalini yoga, maybe try chanting, maybe try yoga nidra, whatever it is. But, you know, that usually isn't an indication to me that you got to either, you know, deepen the practice or change it up. You know, your spiritual path is always evolving and always changing. So your meditation practice should do that as well. So, you know, I really wasn't in the best headspace. I was very, I just wasn't really where I wanted to be as far as my mental health was concerned. And I realized that it was like, you know what, let me try doing 2 times a day again. And when I did that, my God, everything just shifted. My perception became more clear. Everything just kind of worked out better. I was able to see the situations in front of me in a completely different perspective where I was not so much attached to it. So there is this saying in like the meditation spiritual world when it's like, when you're busy, you know, you should meditate every single day, but when you're busy, you should meditate more. And I cannot agree more, right? And we have to remember, like, we have those seasons during our, you know, there's seasons in our lives. Some seasons are shit shows. Some seasons are just like, ugh, like we just, there. It's, you know, like I think January 2021 for everyone was just like a crazy freaking month to begin with. And it's in those seasons that we have to go within. We have to go within even more. We have to just kind of be the turtle, right? We have to go back into the shell. My God, I don't know where I come up with these analogies or symbolism, but that's what happens. And I make myself laugh. But yeah, I always say, like, you know, if your meditation isn't doing what it was doing, switch it up. There's so many different forms of meditation out there. You know, try movement, try anything. There's so much out there. Find what works for you, find what speaks to your soul, and go and do it. Okay. Number five, and this is coming from an entrepreneur standpoint. There is not going to be that one thing that's going to skyrocket your business. And if there is, and maybe there is, maybe there's going to be that one idea, that one coaching program, that one viral TikTok, that one viral Instagram post, that one beautiful blog that puts eyes on your business and your voice and your mission. But don't necessarily think that. Right? You do this work because it's your life's purpose. You are an entrepreneur because you have a vision and you have a voice and you want to share your purpose with the world. There's not going to be one blog post. There's not going to be one idea that comes into your head that's going to take you from this amount of money to being a New York Times bestseller or something along those lines, okay? We have to bring ourselves back down. And this is something really, like, for me, this was a big thing when it came to last year that I realized that it's don't look for that hit of fame, right? The one thing that you do that just skyrockets. Don't do that. You're doing this for your purpose. You're doing this because this is your mission as a light worker. Don't worry about that, okay? It's going to unfold the way it's going to unfold, and you just have to shine your light regardless. Keep on trucking, keep on swimming, do the Dory thing, just keep on swimming. And don't go into any project or any idea with that mindset where it's like, this is it. This is it. Because what happens if it isn't? What happens if you fail? What happens if it's not the outcome that you envisioned for yourself? You're going to get discouraged. You're going to think that you're not manifesting correctly. And that's bullshit. Because at the end of the day, your manifestations, your dreams, your visions, you're not in control of the what and the when. No, you are in control of the what. I'm sorry. You're not in control of the when and the how and the where. And that's what we have to remember. Stay strong. Keep it steady. Have a clear vision of what you want to your business and your voice and your mission to be like. And don't worry so much about a viral TikTok or a viral blog or anything along those lines. Okay? That's something that I've learned. Number 6, put your phone down. Okay, I can't tell you how many times I have wanted to chuck my phone across the room because the frustration of seeing misinformation on the internet or just so much shit. There's so much shit on the internet, and we have to just, it can get people extremely frustrated, especially if you're starting out in the spiritual context. I get it, guys. There are so many spiritual mentors out there. There are so many coaches. There are so many spiritual readers, and there's so much stuff. There's so much stuff, and it becomes so exhausting, and you don't know who to trust, and you don't know, who is telling the truth or what's not. And it gets to the point where at the end of the day, you know all the answers by the way you feel, okay? There are people that, there are people that believe in demons and ghosts, and then there are people who don't believe in demons and ghosts, and then the whole energy protection thing, and then deities and this and that and this and that, and it's all opinion-based, guys. None of this is actual fact, okay? None of this is actual fact. This is coming from opinions, personal opinions from people's personal experiences. And we have to just look at where this information is coming from, because at the end of the day, I'll be the one to fucking say it. There's some bullshit out there. There are some people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and they are just, because they have a decent following on social media, they think that that's clout, or they think that they know what they're talking about, and that's not the case. Sorry, I'll be the one to say it. Just trust your own intuition when it comes to this information. I myself have realized, and I have taken a step back from putting my own personal opinions out there, especially on TikTok, because at the end of the day, there's way too many fucking opinions out there anyway. And I want people, it's my mission to teach people how to go within and to help them understand that they have known all of the answers all along. And anybody who puts a personal opinion out there, that's great and that's awesome and you should share, but with what I want to do with my life, I don't want to do that, okay? Yes, of course I have my own personal opinions, and I do use my podcast to share more of my personal opinions, but I'm not going to ever tell you, you guys know the answers. Trust it. Go within, ignore the noise, and you know the answers that feels right to you. So, let's see. Oh, number 7, get over yourself.
Wow, I'm like really tough love this year, guys. I must admit, from what I remember of my 32, the episode when I was 32 years old, I was not this tough.
Like, number 1 was you're not that fragile, and number 7 is get over yourself. Like,
damn, Erica. Damn. Why you gotta be like that? But it's true. We gotta get over ourselves, right? We all got these stories that we're telling ourselves that we can't write the book because of this. We can't start the business because of that. We can't do this because of this. They're fucking stories, okay? Our mind is created to make up stories, to analyze things, to take something and then create a mountain out of it. Get over yourself. Get over the stories. They're stories, okay? Your thoughts lie to you. Your thoughts lie to you. Mic drop, okay? Not every thought is an intuition. Most of the times, we are in our logical mind. We are in that left brain. So if you think that it's intuition, but it's then turning into some sort of anxious story about something, chances are it's your ego playing tricks on you. Okay, get over yourself. You are unconditional love. You have the power of the universe residing within you at any given moment. You have the power to walk away from things that are not serving your greatest good. You are worthy. You are loved. You are it. Okay, you are the shit. Stop listening to the bitch inside of your head. Okay. My bitch's name is Felicia. I highly recommend everybody name your ego, okay? Name that nasty little bitch that comes and pops her head in and says that you're not good enough, you can't do it. Name her so that when she pops up, it's not like some secret monster. You tell her to go to hell. You tell her to shut up, okay? You got this, guys. You got this. Okay. Number 8, you are only as old as you want to be. I remember, I think it was last year. I don't know. All of the years, all of the months are so fucking blended in now. But it was when Jennifer Lopez did the Super, I think it was 2019. She did it, right? This girl is 51, 50 years old. She killed it, right? And I'm looking at her like, age is nothing but a number. She does not allow her birthday, the year of her birth, to stop her from doing the things that she wants to do, okay? Why is it that sometimes you will see a 75-year-old woman be such a kid at heart and travel the world and be happy and just be smiling and laughing and living life as if she's like 40 years old? But then you can also see a 75-year-old who's just, you know, sitting in her recliner watching The Price is Right and just, you know, waiting to die. It's your mindset. You're only as old as you allow yourself to be. Don't ever, ever think that because you're 40, you can't go and wear a bikini. Don't ever think that because you're a mom, you can't look sexy or feel good about yourself. They're stories. They are stories. You are only as old as you want to be. And this is something that, you know, God bless my mother, but she's one of those that, like, she's obsessed with age and everything like that. And she was freaking out that I was turning 34 years old. And I literally looked at her and I say, I don't feel 34. I feel like I'm a mature 25-year-old. I feel like I have a lot of wisdom, but I don't feel 34 years old. And she goes, bah, you know, I think, you know, 34 is old. You're almost 35. That's your own story that you're telling yourself. Girl, I got some mountains to climb. I got some dreams to conquer. I'm not letting being 34 stop me from living my life. I have my whole life to live. Why do you gotta be like that, ma? Jeez. Okay, so that was number 8. Number 9.
there are beliefs and there are facts. And I know I touched on this prior.
Okay. But this is, I guess this is the Aquarius in me. There are beliefs that people create from their own experiences in their life. And then there are facts. The fact is that you are breathing oxygen right now. Okay. Another fact is that you are on planet Earth right now. These are facts, guys. Okay. Beliefs look like my spirituality is like this, or, you know, my Jesus doesn't love that way, or this or that. Those are fucking beliefs. Okay. You want to hold on to beliefs? Go for it. I think we all need beliefs, but it's when it starts turning people against each other, those beliefs, that you have to reevaluate those beliefs, I think. There is so much polarity in the world. And again, there are so many fucking opinions on the internet. Like, my God, it's exhausting. I don't know how you guys do it, but you have to remember that so much of this information, especially in the spiritual community, is coming from a place of their own experience and their own life and what their spiritual path looks like. If you respect this person, if this person is someone that you strive to be like, then by all means, listen to it. But I think we have to, like, let's just be logical. Don't take advice from somebody that you wouldn't want to live their life. Don't take advice from somebody that, like, if you look at them and be like, oh, I wouldn't want to live your life. Why are you going to take advice from them? Even if it's family, why are you going to take advice from them? You're trying to be happy. You're trying to live your best life. You're trying to grow, expand, and learn and everything. Why are you going to take advice from someone who's so narrow-minded, huh? Just stating, that's, you know, that's just my own personal spiel for you guys. Another thing, okay, you can't heal in the place you got sick, okay? This ultimately, I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about relationships in this context. I know how hard it is to leave a relationship. Sometimes it's because of trauma bond. Sometimes it's because, you know, children are involved, finances, whatever the case is. But if you are aware that the relationship that you are in is toxic or abusive in any way, shape, or form, you cannot heal while still in that relationship. You can't. It's not going to work out. You have to leave that relationship in order to heal from it. You know, I know that that's really harsh, but it's true. After connecting with Allie and hearing her story and what she has been through and the effects, the after effects that it has on you after you leave a narcissistic or a abusive relationship, you're not going to be able to heal in that toxic relationship. Even if you want to, even if you had a spiritual awakening or you had an aha moment or you're being drawn to healing, you can't because you're in that place that got you sick in the first place. All right. So number 12, perfect is bullshit. Bam, I said it. Perfect is bullshit. You're never going to get it fucking perfect. Perfect is, I like to look at perfect as a great manipulation tool from the ego. Okay. You can't do this unless it's perfect. You can't launch this program until it's perfect. You can't do this. You can't do that. Perfect doesn't exist. Perfect doesn't exist. Try your hardest. Put your heart, mind, and soul into the things that you love and hope for the best. It's the journey, guys. It's the journey. It's not the destination. And I can't stress this enough. I can't tell you how many times there have been hiccups along the way with my coaching programs or my courses and everything like that. You're going to learn along the way, okay? You're going to see so much more and you're going to understand so much more if you just do it, okay?
there's never going to be the right time to write the book. There's never going to be the right time to do the things that you want to do. You have to make the time. You have to make the time. That's just like meditation, just like anything in life. Like I was telling the story, like, oh, you know, with the book and everything like that. I know I have a book in me, guys. I know I've had a book in me for quite some time. And I always made up the story, it's not the right time, blah, 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 all these crazy fucking stories. And it came down to like me having to call myself out on my own bullshit and being like, Erica, it's not about finding the time, it's about making the time. Make the time. I don't know where, whoa, I'm like on a tangent, guys. Where did I, yeah, perfect is bullshit. Perfect is bullshit. Do your thing. Be perfectly imperfect. Just be you. Come from a place of love. Come from a place of good intention, and everything will work out. Okay? And you're going to learn along the way. So number 13, you can't get a gallon out of a half pint person. This is actually like so profound when I tell you, you know, you know, looking at the people in your life, and this is something that I think we all have to do, like maybe we're on a healing journey and maybe we've learned tools that have transformed our lives for the better and have made us happier and joyful and more content and more peaceful. But if someone doesn't want it, if someone isn't seeking change in their life, you can't give it to them. They don't need it. They're not ready for it. It's the person wants to have a desire to change. The person needs to want to change. That's why so many people relapse. That's why so many interventions don't work out. Because at the end of the day, the person at the soul level, inside their heart, they need to want to change. And if they don't want to change, it's not going to work out. Why waste your energy, right? Why waste your energy? So number 14, believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself even if nobody else does. You have to believe in yourself even if nobody else does. Let me say that again. Believe in yourself. You have to be your number one fan. You have to be your coach. You have to be your therapist at times. You have to be the parent that your inner child needs. It's on you. It's on you. Believe in yourself. I promise you, if you believe in yourself, you're going to take yourself places where you never thought you can ever go. But you gotta believe. Number 15. And this might be TMI, guys, but I don't care because I'm just letting it out there. I'm just spreading facts. Don't wear a yoni egg while doing a cleanse. Just don't do it. Don't do it. And if you don't know what a yoni egg is, look it up. Just don't do it. Just, yes, and this is coming from personal experience. I was an idiot. I wasn't thinking. Just don't do it. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's not worth it. Take it from me. Number 16, you gotta fall in love with yourself. There's self-love is one thing, and caring for yourself and talking to yourself in a positive way is one thing, but you have to fall epically in love with yourself. You have to fall in love with all of your quirks and your hobbies and how you look at the sunset. You have to fall in love with how you feel when you put makeup on and when you look at yourself in the mirror. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with yourself. Allow yourself to just be your dream girl. And look, and then just watch how every single relationship changes. Look how falling in love with yourself is going to manifest more love into your life without you even trying. Because you find all of your quirks and you find every little thing about yourself intriguing.
You love the way that you make yourself laugh. You love the way that you're able to juggle all things and have a smile on. Just fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with yourself because you are incredible. You are amazing. Again, and I'm going to say this again, it's one thing. Self-love is one thing, but falling in love is totally different. You should be epically in love with yourself. You should just love yourself. You should just love yourself, guys. I love you guys. And those are the 16 things because my dog ripped the other one. I can't even make this up. Like, if you saw, this is such a pretty journal too, and she just freaking tore this shit up. God damn you, Lucy. She's cute, but she's like a terrier in a basset hound body. So anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for listening on my birthday. Thank you guys again for, you know, just all of your support and everything. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week.